This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Delta variant surge.
It's a lot younger population and a lot sicker population.
Election bills setback.
This is about the American people's right to vote.
Free Britney.
A conservatorship is an extreme measure.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Troubling new numbers in the pandemic. It's now believed the Delta variant of the coronavirus makes up 20% of the new cases in the U.S. And Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS this morning it's a threat to the millions of people who haven't been vaccinated.
The combination of a virus that spreads more rapidly and has the potential to make you more seriously ill is a threat we have to worry about.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Missouri. He says concern is growing in the Ozarks.
The region is one of the hottest hotspots for COVID-19, according to Dr. Terrence Coulter.
With the lifting of the mask mandates, the vacationers coming and going, the low immunization rates, and then now the arrival of the Delta variant, which is highly prevalent in the area. We're a hot spot, and this is just going to explode.
The Delta variant is being blamed for a sharp rise in hospitalizations in southwest Missouri, up 196% in the last month.
What we're seeing is more and more younger patients being admitted, and these are, of course, the unvaccinated. This is the gap in our armor.
Houston's Methodist Hospital has taken the next step after first requiring staff to get COVID shots and suspending those who didn't. Nurse Jennifer Bridges got a phone call.
It was my director asking me if I decided to take the shot to come back to work. And I said, absolutely not. So she told me over the phone that I will be terminated.
153 workers being fired or resigning. A judge dismissed their lawsuit over the requirement earlier this month. Now to Washington. Democrats say they'll continue their push for passage of an election overhaul bill. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Republicans blocked it.
The fight is not over.
Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the Senate during her party's failed attempt to advance a voting rights bill.
The motion is not agreed to.
The For the People Act would have expanded early voting and same-day voting registration, ended partisan gerrymandering, and increased federal funding for election security. Republicans argue the measure was too broad and would have diminished the power that states and local governments have over elections.
It is a federal takeover of the election system.
In a speech today, President Biden will outline an anti-crime effort that includes a crackdown on gun dealers who fail to comply with federal laws. Licenses will be revoked on first offenses. And stepped-up efforts will be made in several big cities to target gun traffickers. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he now supports a change to give independent military lawyers, not commanders, responsibility for handling sexual assault and harassment cases. He's vowed to end what he calls a scourge in the ranks. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell says many service people told her it's what's needed.
It is seismic. This is what survivors, victims, and their families have been advocating for years. They say this is the change that is needed in the military so that more women can serve in the military if Congress goes along with what the Secretary of Defense has recommended.
The Biden administration has taken down several websites linked to Iran. They've been accused of spreading disinformation to American voters, but some are now back up on other domains. The New York Times reports four members of a Saudi squad that killed journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018 received paramilitary training in the U.S. that was approved by the State Department. The parent company of the security group that provided the training says it was protective in nature and unrelated to their subsequent heinous acts. Kobe Bryant's widow has agreed to settle one of the lawsuits she has filed since his death. CBS's Vicki Barker.
Vanessa Bryant and other bereaved relatives have filed confidential papers with a federal judge, which, if approved, would settle their lawsuit against the estate of the pilot and the owners of the helicopter involved in the crash. Federal investigators blamed pilot error.
She's also suing the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. It could be weeks before it's determined who won New York City's Democratic mayoral primary. Ranked choice voting was used for the first time. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has the lead now.
New York City said our first choice is Eric Adams. Yeah!
There has been a concession from former presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who's far down on the list.
I am not going to be the next mayor of New York City based upon the numbers that have come in.
Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa won the Republican primary. Homeland Security says asylum seekers whose claims were denied by the Trump administration as they were forced to wait in Mexico for hearings will get another chance. The Associated Press says registration for them will begin today. The move could benefit tens of thousands of people. For Britney Spears, life has become a lot more than just the music. Today, she's expected to address a judge who's overseeing the conservatorship led by her father that has controlled her money and business affairs for more than a decade.
Hey, hey, ho-ho, the conservatorship has got to go. Hey,
she's got her supporters in what's become known as the Free Britney Movement. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
What she's really saying is, I like this county-appointed trustee, but I don't want my father telling me if I can have a cup of coffee or not.
In the San Diego area, a high school basketball coach has been fired after an argument with an opposing coach during a championship game last weekend. During the chaos, some students threw tortillas toward the players on the opposing team from a mostly Latino school.
Those weren't two tortillas. Those were bombs of racism being thrown on the people.
At a contentious school board meeting, discipline against students was discussed. The fired coach blasted the behavior in a tweet. Police are investigating. Now to Pico Rivera, California, where cows roamed the streets. Several of them got out of a meatpacking plant, went through an intersection, and settled into a cul-de-sac where L.A. County Sheriff's deputies isolated them. One person was trampled by the herd and injured. One cow was shot and killed. One couple, two beds. It's not as unusual as you might think.
Sleeping separately doesn't always spell marital strife.
We've been together 23 years, and we love each other more than ever.
This woman says it's all about comfort for her and her husband.
He snores, and I don't. He wakes up early, and I go to sleep late.
And she's not alone. The National Sleep Foundation says one in four couples now sleep in separate beds. Some common reasons include snoring, restlessness, and incompatible sleep schedules. And if you're sleeping apart because of a rocky relationship, experts say separate beds can help, but therapy is even better. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Call it a marriage of art and intelligence. Artificial intelligence was used to help restore a 1642 Rembrandt painting called Night Watch. It recreated parts of the work that were snipped off long ago. They now hang flush along the edges as it hangs in an Amsterdam museum. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.